Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Welcome to Football is Family, a podcast dedicated to the fan and fan experience. My name is Jeremy McFarland, and I want to look at the positives behind what makes football so enjoyable to watch and follow. I want to know why you are a fan of your team, of a player, or an era of football. Whether the pros, college, or high school, I want to hear and share your stories and your love for the game. If you want to be part of this podcast, please message me on Twitter at Jeremy_McFarland or on Facebook at the Football is Family Facebook page. Thank y'all for joining us again on the Football is Family podcast. I get to do some things with this podcast that I look forward to. A lot of it deals with guests, but sometimes it's dealing with the topics. And today's topic is kind of close to my heart. It's the family part, but there's football involved with it too. I grew up in the 80s, and I remember some of my most, some of the things that I actually look forward to: Saturday night main event wrestling, or as I say, wrestling. You know, I told my brother-in-law, I watched some wrestling growing up. He's like, "What's wrestling?" I'm like, "It's Tennessee for wrestling." But we would watch Saturday night main event. I would rent the Royal Rumble, and I would rent the WrestleMania and things like that. I love the WCW, the NWO. I watched some of the smaller events. Jerry the King Lawler has a restaurant in Memphis just down the road from me. And Jerry, if you're listening, you're one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Thank you. But I remember doing these things because this is stuff that I enjoy doing. It's fun. And even though it's not real, it's scripted, I still have some fond memories. So recently, well, during the pandemic, especially when we were locked in, I went back on YouTube and watched some of the older wrestling events. And I remember them vividly, like the Royal Rumble when Ric Flair won the WWF championship. I remember when Hogan slammed Yokozuna to win the championship after Yokozuna cheated with Mr. Fuji to beat my boy Bret Hart, who is the best there is, the best there was, and best there ever will be. I remember these things. I buy the games and show my son and my daughter, this is the wrestling that I grew up with. And they think, how in the world did you survive, number one, and how in the world did you watch these things? Well, it's a different time in the 80s and early 90s. Wrestling was a lot of fun. In fact, the only time that I can say that I didn't watch Monday Night Football almost religiously was when I was in college at Freed Hardeman, third floor Benson on Monday night. It was during the Monday Night Wars between WWE and WCW, and we would have Monday Nitro on, and then we would have the Monday Night Raw on as well. We'd go back and forth, and people would go up to each other and go, "Too sweet," and you know, we'd have the NWO. It just kind of shows you that we really needed to get a life. We were nerds then. I guess we are nerds now. But we understood, you know, who Scott Hall was and Kevin Nash. People like Steve Austin and The Rock. I mean, we would hear people saying, "Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?" And then we know that they're burning something in the microwave. We understood that. I mean, one of my favorite games on the Nintendo 64 was WCW versus NWO. I mean, it's games like that that really kind of showed me the reason why I didn't make so hot of a grades on my freshman and sophomore year in college. But that's neither here nor there. But I thought it's actually interesting to see how many wrestlers started as college or NFL players, that they had both of these sports. And to be honest, you know, we say that wrestling's scripted. You have to be an athlete to be a wrestler. You really do. It's amazing what they put their bodies through every day. How many stars we see today had their origins in college or pro football? Like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson played for the Calgary Stampeders for a little bit. He played for the Miami Hurricanes, winning a national championship in 1991. He did all right as a wrestler. He did all right. I tell you what, one of the things I enjoy when we play some of the older games or some of the newer games with The Rock, and I ask my kids constantly, do you smell what daddy's cooking? And they're like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to body slam you on the game. You know, we'll drop the people's elbow. You got to do that. You got to do that every now and then. You got to remind the kids on video games that you are still the boss and you have to drop the people's elbow. Stone Cold Steve Austin. He really made a statement on the WWE when he became the Rattlesnake, but he was the ringmaster at one point. He was stunning Steve Austin. It wasn't very good look for him. But he played for a junior college, Wharton Junior College and the University of North Texas. He played for them. Can you imagine going up against Stone Cold Steve Austin coming over the middle? I don't know if I'd want to do that. Bill Goldberg, one of my favorite. I like Bill Goldberg. And I'll tell you this, my freshman year in college, I went and saw WCW Monday Nitro in Memphis. And I saw Sting coming down from the ceiling when he was in his crow days. And he got beat up pretty badly. But I got to see Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair live. And, you know, that's a highlight. Bill Goldberg was one of those guys that I saw as well. He played for the University of Georgia. The Rams drafted him, and he played for the Falcons and the Panthers. He did all right as a wrestler too. Roman Reigns is one of the newer ones. I know who he is. I don't really follow wrestling as much as I used to, but Roman Reigns played for Georgia Tech. And it says here that he went undrafted in 2007, but signed with the Vikings and then the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then he went up to the Canadian Football League. So Roman Reigns, that's not his real name. I can't even try. I'm not going to even try to pronounce your Roman. If you're listening, I'm trying, but I can't pronounce your name. John Cena played for Division III Springfield College. Brock Lesnar, the Beast, the cover of, I believe, 2016, WWE 2017, I should say. He left the WWE to play for the Minnesota Vikings, but he was cut before the season. Brock Lesnar, I don't know if I'd want to be slammed by Brock Lesnar. You keep going on. There's several more people who played. Bray Wyatt. Many of you may know who Bray Wyatt is. He played for Troy University. The Usos, Jimmy and Jay, played high school football and then played for the University of West Alabama. Jack Swagger and Darren Young, they both played football. One of my favorite wrestlers in the 80s was Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He played college football. Titus O'Neil played defensive lineman for the Florida Gators. He was part of the 1996 national championship team. Now, Titus O'Neil is a great wrestler too. And you keep going down the line and you'll see that there's several people who played football, but also was a wrestler. Big Van Vader. Big Van Vader, who made a lot of noise in the WCW, played for the University of Colorado and was a two-time All-American. The LA Rams drafted him in 1978. His real name is Leon White. Now, I can't pronounce that. One of my favorite, I always liked Tito Santana as well. Tito Santana played tight end for West Texas State University before eventually signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. He went to play for the BC Lions in CFL. Lex Luger, the total package, Lex Luger, WCW age or the narcissist in WWE age. He started off for the Penn State, playing Penn State University, and then went to the University of Miami. He went to play professional football in Montreal and the USFL and the Tampa Bay Bandits, the Memphis Showboats, and the Jacksonville Bulls. Now, by the way, we go back to Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He got recruited by Ohio State University. He went to play for Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He went and signed for the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, when you look at Hacksaw's finishing move, he basically did a football tackle. Where do you think he learned that from? Ron Farouk Simmons. This man is awesome. He was part of the Nation of Domination, which the Rock was part of at one point. He was an All-American nose guard at Florida State under Bobby Bowden. And it says here he finished ninth in Heisman voting in 1979. He was elected to the College Football Hall of Fame in 2008. He played in the NFL, selected in the 1981 draft for Cleveland Browns, before playing for the Tampa Bay Bandits, along with teammate and fellow wrestler Lex Luger. And you see, there's a lot of crossover here as well. But of course, probably one of the more famous ones would be Bronco Nagurski, who made more money, is what I understand, made more money wrestling than he did playing football. At one point, Steve Mongo McMichael from the Chicago Bears, he wrestled a little bit. Lawrence Taylor wrestled Bam Bam Bigelow, which was a great match. I enjoyed it, at least. You keep going down the line, and there's several more people that have wrestled from the NFL. Rob Gronkowski has done a little bit of wrestling as well. So there's a lot of carryover. There's a lot of crossover between the two groups. Now, what does this have to do with football and family? I just want you to know that there's a lot of things out there that ties the two sports together. There's a lot of things that crosses over from football to other sports and other things like that. You have Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson playing different sports. But also, I just wanted to talk about wrestling. I've been playing a lot of WWE wrestling lately, and I thought this would just be a neat little thing to do. But what really got me thinking about when I was growing up, my mother had a while back, she sent a box home with my family, and I wasn't there. She sent a box home that had some things that I was growing up so she can clean out part of my room. Inside of that box was a tape. Now, if your kids are listening, a tape is not a CD. It's not a record. It's not an 8-track. It's just a tape. You'd have to rewind, fast forward, and flip it over to change sides. Many of you who are listening know exactly what I'm talking about. But the tape was, back in the day, Pizza Hut came out with an exclusive tape of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles singing. It's called Coming Out of Their Shells. I bought the tape back in the day because I like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I'm not afraid to admit that I still kind of like them. And I can probably sing the theme song for you, but I don't want you to stop listening right now. So I'm not going to do that. And I started thinking that, you know, when you grow up, you have a bit of nostalgia that kind of overcomes how bad certain things are, that if you were to go back and watch them now, it would be awful. Like, I went back and watched the original Flash show from the early 90s, and it's not as good as I remembered. That tape, when I listened to it recently, it's definitely not as good as I remember. Watching some of the older wrestling is not as good as I remember. But that's that part of your childhood that you treasure and that you hold dear. And I wanted to share part of my childhood with you today. Wrestling and the NFL both played a big part of me growing up. And I thought it was neat to see how they connected. I'll see you next week on the Footballist Family podcast.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales podcast is all about the lesser-known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.